No? Sure was. All right, here we go. Thank you once again for having me and allowing me to be here today. I just have to stop and pause for a moment. I so appreciate you allowing those children to come up and to participate in worship to our Lord. And the one little girl in the pink over here that was jumping all around, and it reminded me of my wife. I have to be honest. My wife has, she loves worship, and I used to come home from work and I could hear her a half a mile away because the music is loud. And in the summertime, we lived in Missouri, and we used to have a swimming pool there. And I'd come up, and she'd be in the swimming pool just dancing around and praising the Lord. And I just thought, that is so awesome to have a wife who worships our Lord, whether you're there, whether she's in church, wherever she is, she loves worshiping our Lord. I have a saying that I've always said. People will ask me, well, how are you today? And I say, well, I'm peachy blessed and highly favored. And people who know me on a regular daily basis, I still say that, and I say it to all of my family. And it's just, if you ask me, that's what I'm going to tell you. I'm peachy blessed and highly favored. Well, I have to say, the other day, I had a lady tell me, she said, Rocky, don't you ever have a bad day? And I said, I didn't say that. I just said that I'm peachy blessed and highly favored, regardless of the circumstances around me, regardless of what's going on in my life. That doesn't take away the blessings who God has called you to be in. Amen? So we can say by faith, I am blessed, or I am peachy blessed, I am watermelon blessed, whatever you choose to do, but you are blessed and highly favored no matter the circumstances around us. Amen? So, with all that saying, I do have, today is a day of, I know the last two times I was here, last time for sure, I was telling you that one of the things that everybody asked me is, what do you do here in the States as far as rescuing children? Before I go there, is there anybody here who has never heard me share Destiny Rescue here? Just raise your hands. Okay, we do have a few. So if you haven't heard or don't know what Destiny Rescue is, we are a Christian nonprofit ministry, and we rescue, our main focus is to rescue underage girls, but along the way, many times we rescue boys as well as some older women in the process, especially during our raids, because they abuse boys and older women just the same. And we don't leave anyone behind. The average age that we rescue is 15. The youngest that we've rescued that's been physically abused is 18 months. That one is hard to wrap your mind around. All of them are. One is too many. But the news that I bring today is, let me see here. There we go. Oh, I should have done this a while ago while I was talking. You can, if you have your cameras, you can take your camera on your phone and zoom in on that QR code, and it'll give you an opportunity to sign up. If you don't want to do that, we also have the hard copy out at the desk. You can come, and if you want to get regular updates on what Destiny Rescue is doing or how we're rescuing and in the different countries, you can sign your name and an email address, and every so often you'll get updates from us. So human trafficking, I got to share this slide and explain it a little bit. Because for years, or quite a few years, we have said human trafficking is a $150 billion a year industry. And today, the global human trafficking has come up with what they believe to be a more significant number. We have always used low numbers as Destiny Rescue because we never wanted to be accused of escalating numbers to manipulate. So, but the global human trafficking now says that is $346 billion a year industry. But folks, we're still making progress. We're still winning. But even with the $150 billion a year, $99 billion of that was underage sexual exploitation. And if you took the $150 billion and you divided it all out, it would come out to about $11 million a year or an hour that they're making off of selling people and children. Right now, there's over a million children are victims of sexual exploitation today. And as I'm speaking to you today, in most of the countries that we rescue in, it's nighttime and the girls are having to do things, and the boys. But the girls that we go after and rescue are having to do things that no child should have to do. What do? We rescue children from sexual exploitation and human trafficking, but we just don't rescue them. We make sure we have a holistic approach, and we walk with them through the whole process to where they become able to live on their own and independent. We help them with, first thing we do is give them a safe place to stay. Most of the girls we rescue will sleep for 2 days. Then after that 2 days, then our social team will go in and begin to talk to them, and they'll tell us their story of how they ended up where they were at when we rescued them. And then we will take them through, give them medical attention. We will give anything that they need. Then we also offer them, as you saw in the worship, we always, every country we're in, we have church services and Bible studies for them, but we also do counseling and Christian counseling. But we teach them different vocations. Last year, we actually had quite a few who graduated and became nurses. And then we have some who become Walt Disney. I think I shared with you the last time I was here, Walt Disney hired one of our girls to become a graphic artist, which was huge because the country she was from, girls aren't allowed to understand or to use technology. Only the boys are. So we walk with them all the way through until they become independent. Now, here's the story I want to tell you, because I've always shared, people always ask, every church, what do you do in the States? And I always said the same thing. We have to work with the FBI here in Homeland Security. We don't ever get credit for it, but it's not about credit. It's about rescuing children. So many times we've worked with the FBI for several years. And in that time, they would call and say, hey, if you got an extra pair of eyes or ears, we could use some help to gather some information. Well, I want to bring this story to you. Is there anybody here who heard about the arrest that took place in Maryland of a mayor? Anybody? One over here. That was in October of 2024. The FBI had began to pull up. Woo, what was that? Was that me? All right. The FBI had called Destiny Rescue and asked for our help. And in the process, they had arrested a mayor. And that mayor, his name is Jim Bierman, and he was the mayor in Maryland. And you can Google it, and you can find all this out yourself. But everywhere I go, nobody has really heard about it. But it's exciting to me because finally you get to see that the Destiny Rescue is involved even here in the States. In the arrest of that mayor, they found over 45,000 articles of sexual exploitation of kids, which led them to the Philippines. And once they got, then when they got to the Philippines, the FBI had lost, the mayor actually was getting a lot of his information from the main human trafficker who was held up in the Philippines, and his name was Holden. the mayor, in the process, it led us to him in the Philippines, and the FBI was trying to find him and get him arrested as well. But in the process, after they heard about the mayor being arrested, there was one other here in the States who got arrested from that. And so Holden told all of his handlers and all of the people that he was supplying to stop and to go cold for a while. So that's when Destiny Rescue came aboard. FBI had called us, and this is our agent, Austin, who took on the part of being a buyer. And he resurfaced Holden. And he set up an operation or a raid to where, and you can Google this, you can say, did the FBI ask Destiny Rescue to help in human trafficking in October 2024? And it'll come up and you'll be able to read the whole article. So Austin, our agent, set up an operation and set up a sting with the handler, and he was supposed to be buying a 13-year-old boy. And so in the process of that, we'd set up a two raid or two arrest thing. One was with the handler and the 13-year-old boy, and the other was Holden. And the Philippines, the MBI there, and United States FBI and Destiny Rescue, we split up into two teams, and we went to Austin, set up a sting at a hotel where he was supposedly going to buy this boy for the wrong reasons, right? And to come to find out, this is a planning stage of it. And you'll see all these pictures, even if you Google it and it'll come up. But this is the planning stage when they were trying to decide how they were going to bring them both down at the same time. And then this is the, during that time, actually our agent, ran into a little bit of a problem at the hotel. And because the other team wasn't in position to do what they needed to do. So Austin, he needed something a little more. So he asked Holden, text me a picture of the boy. So, and he did, but it didn't have a date on it. But he needed that date. But Austin said, no, that's not going to win the day. So he went ahead and he had his phone ready to let the police know to come in. But he went in, he knocked on the door, the hotel door, to go in and get the boy. And the handler let him in. And so he pushed the button, put the phone away, and the police were on their way. But Austin went ahead and played the part of a buyer. But the police got there, opened up the door. They arrested the handler, got the boy. They also arrested Austin, but they let him go later. And the handler that you see in this picture, this is the young man that was arrested. He was actually sold many times by Holden. So he didn't have, he wasn't very, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but he spilled his guts about Holden. He came forth with so much information that it opened up a wide window for the FBI, Destiny Rescue, and the MBI. And so after they arrested him, we got that information. And this is where that very first picture where you saw when I came up where the men were at the gate and they were climbing over. Well, that was Holden's house in the Philippines. And the MBI was there, and they were, but the family had seen the MBI or an FBI outside on the street, so they went out and put a chain around the gate, so they weren't able to go in when they were supposed to. So at that point, that's why they were climbing the fence. But by the time they climbed the fence, Holden had escaped out the back. But they went ahead and went into the home. This is Holden's house. And they found thousands upon thousands of emails and pictures and videos sexual exploitation of young boys, and mostly boys, but there was also girls, children. But even though Holden got away at that time, they came away with information of over 200 people back here in the United States. This is the young man the boy that was actually rescued. And we took him off and got him into a safe place. But so what happened to Holden? After he escaped, and you can Google this as well, May 7th of 2025, Cash Patel and Pam Bondi arrested over 200 people here in the United States because of what they found in Holden's possessions in the Philippines, which started with the mayor in Maryland. Out of the 200 people here in the United States, some were judges, some were attorneys, some were a state patrolman, officers, even military. The very people that are paid to help protect and to help us. I don't want to paint a picture that all judges and everybody is corrupt that hold those positions. I'm just saying they were in those positions. But at the same time, after they arrested them on May 7th of 2025 this year, they also rescued 115 children. Amen? Amen. And it's because when the church rises up, kids find freedom. I want to celebrate with you these numbers. You'll notice there that the one on the very low end, 2011, Destiny Rescue actually started in 2001, but it was 2011 when we finally got our feet on the ground and became stable to where we could actually capture those who have been rescued and begin to document. And so you see each year how it grows. And then in 2020, it drops to 751. Well, that's because of COVID. But even during COVID in the countries, all the countries were closed down, just like the thing was here in the States. But we were still able to rescue. And then it goes up to 2024 of last year, we broke a record of 4,177 rescues. That's a praise report to God. Amen. Indeed it was. Now here, I want to share with you that today, as of January 1 to October 10th, here's the numbers. We've already rescued 4,340 this year. That's a big praise. We've already beat last year and we have time to go. When I say we, I'm including you, because none of this could be done unless it's without you. The all-time rescues that we've done is 23,224. This year, we've had 123 raids as of October 10th, and we've arrested 171 ourselves. So God is good. And you say, well, how can I get involved? The best way is to become a rescue partner. There's other ways, but a rescue partner, let me explain. A rescue partner is someone who commits to give on a monthly basis of any amount. Some of you are already rescue partners. I want to say thank you. A rescue partner, by giving monthly, I always tell people, theoretically, maybe theoretically is not the right word, hypothetically, I don't know if hypothetically is the right word, but anyway, here's what it is. By giving every month, you're actually helping to rescue a different child each month. So you're really rescuing approximately 12 children a year. It takes about $1,500 to rescue a child, not just to rescue. Some people will rescue and say, okay, we've rescued you, now you're on your own, go figure it out. But we don't. We walk with them until they become independent, until they have a new vocation, and they're able to take care of themselves. So that $1,500 includes the rescue, it includes the medical, it includes their training, it includes their daily needs that they have until they get into a place where they're taking care of themselves. We, for $1,500, we can't do that here in the States. No, we can't. So one way to do that is to become a rescue partner. And I'm going to ask you in a moment, but I'll go ahead and tell you about it. I have, I believe, 10 of these up here, but they have, and I have more in the back, but they have an envelope in them. And if you want to become a rescue partner to help rescue children on a monthly basis, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand here in a little bit, and we'll get these out to you. But we take credit card or debit card or cash, or you can put a check in there, and we can take it out of your checking account when you say. And if you have a particular time of month that you want it, you just write it on there. And then if you turn this in today and give it to me in the back, I have a necklace that has Destiny Rescue in 26 seconds on the back that I'd love to give to you for becoming a rescue partner. Also, with that being said, there's we also have these bracelets back there, and I'm the only one still with some, you know, out of Destiny Rescue, but the girl that we rescued in Thailand actually made these. And so we asked for a donation, and we get the money back, and whatever you have, I have some back here in the back, but they make a wonderful prayer reminder in being able to support the kids. So is there anyone here who would like to become a rescue partner today? If you would, raise your hand and we'll get you one of these files that you can fill out. Anyone? Leave it to a child. Would you like one, ma'am? Would you like one? I'll come back. No. Is there anyone else? Thank you. Anyone else over here? Nope. Okay, well, thank you. Pardon me? That's right. I don't know what the average cost of Starbucks coffee is today, but I believe that if you had seven of them, it's probably about $35 a month. I'm not sure, but somebody shared that with me at one time. Well, thank you for allowing me to be the voice of the voiceless. I just got back from a three-country trip for Destiny Rescue. I went to South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Kenya, which we do work in all of those. The South Africa is a brand new work, and actually myself and two of our other staff here in the United States were the first ones from the United States to be able to see their work. And we did those three countries in 16 days, and I went out on rescue with them. One thing that I found amazing when I was there was the cartel run the slums. And I wasn't aware of that until I went over there. Maybe next year I'll get to share the whole story with you in all three countries. I have some great news about them and some kids that stole my heart. In Zimbabwe, I had four girls that by the time we were done, I spent about 3 days with them. And they asked if they could call me Kulu. And I said, well, I looked at our country manager, and I said, so what does Kulu mean? And they were speaking Swahili, and they said they want to know if they can call you Grandpa. Just melted my heart, and I said, come here. Give them big hugs. And they wanted to know if I could come back in December for their graduation. And I told them, no, I wouldn't be able to come back, but we will work it out where I can do a Zoom, and we will celebrate with them on graduation day. And they were so excited. I have some wonderful, wonderful stuff to tell about that trip. So thank you once again. Please see me in the back and stop by there, and I'll try to answer any questions that you may have. And in the meantime, I'm going to ask the worship team to come. And as I did last year, and I try to do, and you guys are blessed, as I know you know, to have your pastor and your leadership team, because they care and they love so much of you. I asked the Lord, when I first joined Destiny Rescue, as I've told you before, I pastored since I was 23. So it's about 50 years, I mean. And I stepped down as senior pastor and joined Destiny Rescue in 2018. That was in February. They shipped me to Cambodia and Thailand. That was my first experience with rescue, and to see what was going on. But when I came, I just feel an urgency to always to say, as though the Holy Spirit said, you're rescuing all around the world. But every time you speak, there's opportunity for me to rescue even in the congregation. At least 8 out of 10 churches, I've had someone respond. And the first thing I always ask is, first and foremost, is salvation. I was rescued when I accepted Jesus as my Savior. So were you. If you know Jesus, you've been rescued, brought up from darkness into the light. And so as we prepare, I want to give you the opportunity, one, to know Jesus. Two, if you have ever been abused, physically, emotionally, even though you may have been a Christian for 30 years, but you're still carrying around the pain of that hurt, disappointment, Jesus says, bring your yoke to me. He says, I am here to be a chain breaker. You don't have to carry around the shame, the guilt, the hurt, because there is no guilt if you've been abused. There shouldn't be. But many people seem to think so. But anyway, I'd like for you to bow your heads. And I want to give you an opportunity just for a show of hands. Is there anyone in the room who says, you know, maybe today's your first day you've ever gone to church. Maybe you've been coming for a few weeks. Maybe you've been coming for years. And you realize, you know, I've never made that commitment to the Lord. Everybody thinks I'm saved, but I've never made that personal commitment. If you want to know Jesus as your personal Savior, would you just raise your hand real quick? I'm not going to ask you for any thank you for that hand. Any others? Thank you. Very well. Now I want to ask and go to this. If you've been physically, sexually abused, and you're still carrying around hurt, today's your day. You can drive a stake in the ground and say, Jesus, I'm giving all that pain and hurt and memories to you. It's not going to define me and hold me back captive any longer. Because I choose freedom. in you. If there's anyone here that, would you raise your hand real quick? If you've been abused in some way and you're still having the pain or the hurt. Okay. Thank you. I'm going to let them play and sing. And I want to give you an opportunity to come to the altars. You can, is it Pastor, is he back here? No. But if, there he is. Those who say, you know, I want to give my heart to the Lord. If you want to come up and allow the pastor to pray with you or myself, while they're singing this, would you please come forward? Don't let Satan rob you of this opportunity of freedom. Today is your day. I'm telling you, today is your day of joy and freedom, and you will no longer be held captive by the enemy. So while they're playing, please join us.